Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant, independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Well, just as we recently saw that montage of so-called news organizations in lockstep repeating what they were pretending was an honest, from-the-heart plea not to succumb to the exact fake news they were spewing at that very moment, a perfect and relevant comparison is what is now happening with all the usual suspects in lockstep, repeating, despite the lack of evidence and investigation, mind you, Assad must pay a heavy price or some such variation. France, Turkey, UK, US, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and others all repeating the mantra, just like we saw in the Skripal case that just imploded and which they are now backpedaling, claiming they never made the accusations against Russia that we have archived tweets of, which they deleted, and video of them saying it. This repetition of Assad must pay is no different than fake news is a threat to our democracy. It is orchestrated and completely disconnected from the truth. And as is always the claim following the feigned desire to withdraw from Syria, Trump himself is being blamed for the recent alleged gas attack in Syria, saying that because he dared announce his desire to pull out of Syria, which I doubt was ever the case, it emboldened Assad to attack his own people. U.S. foreign policy is literally on repeat, as this is exactly the claim made the last time, and it only solidifies the justification for staying in Syria in the minds of those eating up what is obviously propaganda. And remember here, Mattis himself admitted that there was no evidence that Assad was responsible for the last claim, and they were surrounded with exactly the same rhetoric we are seeing today, and the same certainty, the false certainty at that. And in today's White House press conference, the only mainstream media questions in regard to Syria were literally, how is Trump going to hold Assad responsible and what actions is he going to take to ensure Assad is stopped? Revealing the puppet show they call journalism and the wildly one-sided nature of every channel there, where it counts, war. Many in the conference were clearly focused on Stormy Daniels and the raid on his office. And I don't know if any of you have actually watched one of these of late, and I don't recommend it, but they are literally like school children fighting over a toy on the playground. It's embarrassing to watch. It's like watching bad acting. And mentioning embarrassing topics, watching Congress question Zuckerberg today, again, 85% of which have taken money from Facebook, not only did they not truly hold him to task, they are so clearly outside their depth in regard to these topics that I doubt they could even have asked the right questions if they had wanted to. They were clearly reading from written questions from their far younger staff, mispronouncing common words and misunderstanding the very phrases they were using. But ultimately, whether it was a lack of understanding or not wanting to ask the tough questions that Americans wanted asked, the hearing was focused on changing Facebook as opposed to holding it accountable for what had already happened, the crimes committed and the violations of privacy at hand. So apparently, Facebook is too big to fail, or rather, too big to be held accountable, or even more so, too intertwined with intelligence agencies to ever face repercussions. Because truly, and it should be pretty obvious by now, Facebook is doing exactly what the government wants them to do. Then predictably, the hearing pivoted to foreign actors and U.S. elections and Russian bots and fake news and other such propaganda talking points. As Zuckerberg constantly referenced, when we started this in my dorm room, as if to say, hey guys, I'm just like you, not a government stooge spying on you and cataloging your life for nefarious purposes. I guess the larger point here is that all of this is so stupidly transparent that I begin to question if they simply want us to see through all of it. But regardless, the U.S. war machine is marching forward, as usual, and those in positions of power get away with murder, as usual. So the first story of the day, coming from antimedia.com, horrifying video shows Israeli soldiers shouting with joy after sniping unarmed Palestinian. Now, this has continued to be a story of focus for me because it's something that it still gets reflexively dismissive responses from so many people. But this is, again, I mean, the press journalist, or the journalist wearing a press flak jacket who got shot recently was a perfect example. But this one is, again, so much more. This is a perfect video showing as they, down the barrel of the gun, they snipe an innocent person standing over there across. They even talk about how, oh, I don't have a clear shot because it's through the fence. They're completely behind an electrified fence. And yet this person is literally standing there. You can see him. He's unarmed, standing there, and they're joking about it. And they shoot him down and then stand up and start cheering about how they just killed him. I mean, there's no way to misunderstand what this video shows. And ultimately, what it really reveals is that they have no regard for the lives of the Palestinians, and that ultimately they're trying to shoot them down for regardless. I mean, there's no, it's not like they're, the claim was always that they're violent protesters and they're, you know, causing some kind of disruption, but really they're just shooting them down because they're, I mean, Abby Martin has done an excellent job of showing you this resentment and this outright racism against the Palestinians. But as I made the point yesterday, put aside the idea of Palestinians and Israelis, because that's where people get all confused in this whole thing and get emotions rise up. This is about one side murdering a civilian unarmed. I mean, that there's no other way to look at that. And this video is absolutely horrifying to see. I highly recommend you all check it out. As always, the video is in the show notes, but it reveals exactly what we've been talking about. And the larger point, as always, is that they're not being held accountable. I mean, it's this absurd hypocrisy we're seeing where they literally shoot an unarmed civilian and no one says a peep. But yet even the accusation of such an act coming from Syria would, oh my God, the whole world would be, or rather the whole Western world would be up in arms about how we have to do something. And it's just, again, it just shows you this hypocrisy. Moving on perfectly to the next story coming from, as well, theantimedia.com. Israeli uses strange gases against protesters in Gaza. Now, reports say the gases caused protesters' bodies to convulse and tremble, and many lost consciousness as a result for several hours. I mean, the audacity here in using such weapons while Syria is falsely being called out for such is staggering to me. It truly shows you just how brazen Israel is in this regard. They simply know they will not be called out, and that speaks volumes. At this point, some 32 Palestinians have been killed since March 30th, when the Right of Return March was launched, and a further 2,850 were injured. I mean, this just gets under my skin when you see this, because we're literally looking at some accusations in regard to Syria that have not been investigated, have not been proven. There's no evidence to back it up except claims coming from the White Helmets. And we know the people making these claims have lied in the past, and they don't have evidence in the past. I mean, it goes on and on. Yet now we have this exact kind of thing happening right in Gaza against unarmed civilians, and no one says a word. And it just shows you how willing Israel is to do this, knowing they will not be held accountable. It's absolutely atrocious, and it just upsets me to see this kind of thing happen. Again, regardless of the sides, any kind of power doing this to unarmed civilians needs to be called out, and it's just disgusting to see. Moving on to the next story coming from thefreethoughtproject.com, heads explode as Fox News anchor actually calls out both parties for provoking war in Syria. Now, this is what I'm sure is going to cause a lot of frustration to some of the viewers, admittedly, because this is a video of Tucker Carlson from Fox News. And I feel like I would be doing an injustice if I did not appropriately address this video and damn it, point out that Tucker Carlson was on point in this video. He literally called out everything that we're always talking about. He called out both sides of the argument, and he called out all of the things we're calling out about the war here. I mean, I could rattle off all the points. I would simply direct you to my video from yesterday about what's going on in Syria, and he literally called out all these points. Now, I could make the argument that they're doing this, like I've said in the past, to try to align themselves with the independent media and make the claim that they're not part of mainstream media, which I still argue is absolutely not the case. Whether Tucker Carlson was the one who headed this, or whether it's kind of a larger thing, or whether Fox News is all of a sudden trying to speak truth. At the end of the day, I would be remiss if I did not point out the fact that the video coming from Fox News was absolutely on point. And I highly recommend you all check it out, because it's quite shocking to see. I was not expecting this kind of a video from any kind of mainstream outlet. Now, it doesn't mean that Fox News is, you know, we should be trusting them. Like I've always said, we shouldn't trust anybody. You shouldn't trust me. You should always do your own due diligence and research everything for yourself. But man, this video is really, it accentuates all of the right points. He's very eloquent in the way he addresses it. And it truly kind of just cracks open this ridiculous propaganda egg that is everything going on in Syria. So I truly recommend that you check this out. But I tip my hat to Tucker Carlson in this regard, because it was very well done. Now, I know even just saying that, people are going to reflexively get upset with the fact that I'm saying anything nice about a mainstream channel. But again, I always make the point that we should not reflexively dismiss anything. I actively watch all of the mainstream channels, as much as I know they're all ridiculous propaganda, because it's important to understand it all and know what's going on in every regard, in independent media and mainstream media, and never reflexively dismiss anything. Do your due diligence, no matter who is sending the information. That's part of the manipulation today, is that we're taught to reflexively dismiss things, even from our perspective, say, oh, mainstream media, they're all liars. We should always do our due diligence. And I just have to point out that this video was very well done. Moving on to the next story, coming from the antiwar.com, U.S., Russia trade barbs at emergency UN meeting over alleged Syria chemical attack. The article reads, the UN Security Council has led an emergency meeting Monday related to the allegations of a Saturday chemical weapons attack in Syria. The meeting was called at the behest of the US and its allies. As with most emergency meetings, little of substance was accomplished, and it mostly boiled down to the US and Russia criticizing each other, with Russia noting that there was no evidence the incident even took place. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, as usual, blamed Russia for the attack and vowed to respond. Yet the U.S. was already threatening to respond militarily before the meeting even started. Britain appears to be mostly backing the U.S., again, as usual, saying they also considered all options on the table. Though their ambassador did actually say it would be nice to have a, quote, proper investigation, which I found very interesting. I'm sure the U.S. didn't like that. Maybe they're still a little embarrassed about the now clearly false claims in regard to the Skripal case that had completely fallen apart. And I always have to reference that, as I'm sure everyone is in this regard, that's exactly the same thing we're seeing today. The poisoning of the Skripals was absolutely backed by, we know it was Russia, and they're completely, we have all the evidence we need, even though we had no evidence at all, completely calling for military action, and now they're claiming they never made those claims, and it's completely falling apart. So we just need to be very cautious when looking at what's going on in Syria for this exact same reason. And as the author notes, much as Britain was quick to push moves against Russia over an alleged Salisbury poisoning, the one I'm referring to, the U.S. seems eager to react long before any evidence can be gathered. That's a point I made yesterday that's very important, that it seems like we're always in such a rush to see action taken, and so we can skip right past the evidence stage. And so there's no, you know, independent investigations can be taken to find out that, oh, look, there was actually no event, or rather that it came from the rebels or any number of things. They're clearly trying to rush the point to get right into action. And that, again, all of these things are being rushed forward. They're clearly made up their mind right after the attack. Trump's very tweets back that up, calling, you know, Animal Assad needs to pay before we even know what happened. I mean, the fact that they're willing to take the word of the white helmets, well, clearly it's someone that they personally fund as the U.S. government. So we know that that's something that they're quickly going to jump on. But we don't have any evidence to back it up. We haven't seen any kind of investigation, and they jump right forward with this kind of action. That's revealing in and of itself to me. But this whole thing is just, we need to begin to see through all of this kind of stuff. And I would actually argue that I think a lot of Americans are beginning to. And I think this is kind of that false majority that we are constantly seeing as they present it to be the you know, most people think this is the truth. When in reality, I think at least to some degree, everyone's beginning to question the word of these leaders. Moving on to the final story of the day, coming from ZeroHedge.com, Russia vetoes U.S. resolution at UN to lay blame for Syria chemical attack. China abstains. Russia's envoy to the UN said, quote, we will not be able to support the American draft, adding that when Dalma was allegedly targeted by chemical weapons, the U.S. side declared it already knew who was at fault. Animal Assad, Russia, and Iran. So the U.S. proposal appeared insincere. U.S. President Donald Trump has already promised to respond forcefully. She also said, quote, why do you need the attribution mechanism if you've already named the perpetrators before any investigation? That's a very good question. Following the failure of both the Russian and American proposals, Russia's envoy stated that if the United States, quote, took the decision to carry out an illegal military action, and I do hope you come to your senses, well, then you will have to bear responsibility for it yourselves. And this is just an important, I mean, we kind of already saw this coming. I mean, the U.S. has already openly said that regardless of what the U.N. says, they're going to carry out an action. And this Russia in this article and at the U.N. Council openly said that's what they were trying to accomplish, that this measure was designed to fail, knowing that it wouldn't happen and that they're going to carry out action anyway. But this is getting this very dangerously escalating. I mean, the idea that Russia is saying that if they take any action, they're going to take action in response, it's very dangerous here. But I think that's exactly why we saw Israel attack as opposed to the United States. And that's something that we've seen plenty of. Tony Carlucci made an excellent point in his article saying that that was ultimately U.S. action. Regardless of the fact that it was Israel, it was a U.S. action. I mean, we've already proven that, and they've openly admitted that they knew, that they talked about it. But he makes the point that this was basically by proxy a U.S. action. And so that kind of like sidesteps the idea that Russia can take action against Americans. And I mean, it gets back to this whole proxy idea, but this whole thing is getting wildly out of hand. And it just seems to, it just seems so ridiculously out of place. It seems like it's so more so absent of information and evidence than any I've seen before it, especially knowing how the Skripal case just fell apart. It all just seems very fishy. I mean, truly, this whole thing has become such an absurd show that I'm beginning to wonder, as I said in the beginning, what else might be happening that we're not currently paying attention to. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if while we were all consumed with this soap opera that the U.S. was out secretly overthrowing Venezuela or Congo or some other resource-rich nation. This just seems like such an act. But it should serve well to show us just how out of touch with reality our politicians truly are and how disconnected the government is with the American people. So maybe it's time to truly begin thinking outside the box. I just had an excellent interview with Adam Kokesh yesterday, who is running for president in 2020 on the very platform of a peaceful dissolution of the federal government. And regardless of your perception of him as an individual, I suggest you take a look, as it seems a very viable option to me. And before any of you jump to conclusions, his proposal is very well thought out and makes more sense than you might realize. In any case, it is time to begin asking the tough questions, because this is not working. For more information on the topics discussed, make sure you check out thelastamericanvagabond.com or any of the important independent sources in the show notes below. And as always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.